This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Juliet Plenchas is the Engagement Director for Blue Zones Project Umpqua. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Good to be here.
So you guys are part of a group putting together a lifestyle and nutrition course virtually.
Yes. So starting next Thursday, August 6th at 5:30, it's the first day of the Lifestyle Nutrition Course virtual launch. We've been doing these courses in the community for over 4 years now. We've had 1,600 participants roughly go through the course and benefit from really profound results from the course. So really excited. We had a little break there where, you know, we couldn't be meeting regularly. You know, we actually had to pause the course during social distancing quarantine and really finally got to a place where we said, you know what, let's put this online, give people the opportunity to attend, because there's just such profound results that folks have experienced over the last few years of people attending these courses. So really grateful to, you know, it's a program of UC Veg, but we've got sponsors from Umpqua Health Alliance, Mercy Labs, Blue Zones Project, Aviva Health, and PETA Pit, all coming together to support the program in different ways to ensure that it continues to be available for community members during this time.
A lot of people during the last few months, the common thing you've heard is people gaining weight because mm-hmm. they haven't been out. And now with the summertime here, a lot of people are looking around going, okay, we got to do something different here.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm hoping people are thinking, you know, that was fun, that was different, but hey, I'm ready to get back on track. Or, you know, even if you... maybe that, you know, there wasn't a drastic shift for you, but maybe, you know, in the long run, in the big picture, you're feeling like now is the time where I can start to feel better. You know, I can improve my cholesterol. I can improve my blood pressure. I can lose weight. I can feel more energetic and vibrant. And all of those things are not just possible, but happening every series of this course. So I really invite people to think, you know, do I want to be one of these people that is able to transform my health, you know, just like other people in the community?
Well, and as people get a little bit older, sometimes things that they've let slide for a while come back to bite them, honestly.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes it takes those, you know, those health traumas, I think, to make people take a shift. And those people are certainly welcome to come. But we also want to invite folks that are wanting to just look at preventative care. You know, we do get young folks in the course that want to just make sure that they don't develop that heart disease, that they don't get type 2 diabetes, that they're not as at risk for cancer. But for folks that are, if you are knee deep in a chronic illness, you do have the opportunity to come to this course and, you know, decrease your dosage of medication or even eliminate it altogether. We've had people reverse type 2 diabetes, reverse heart disease. And I don't know if everyone knows that that's possible. So we're really here to share this with people, give them an opportunity to connect around something really positive and give them an opportunity to really change their health destiny.
So the folks that are speaking for these virtual classes, are they like local folks from the community then?
Yes, all it's a locally grown course. And we have a wonderful team of facilitators, including you know, medical professionals, physicians, dietitians, institutional chefs that can actually make it practical for people with cooking demonstrations. We'll continue to do those cooking demonstrations virtually. So really trying to provide a high quality course. We also have supplemental programs like shopping tours that, you know, we'll continue to provide virtually to support people in that transition, because, you know, it's not an easy thing to do to change your lifestyle. You know, we've gotten to where we are after years, decades of certain behaviors, and this is an opportunity to kind of relearn some of those things and get us on a better track.
So how did you have to sort of pivot to make this virtual? I've been very fascinated mm-hmm. watching all the things in life that are going on virtually right now, where people didn't have a lot of time to think through it, or they were able to latch on to you know, a technology provider, mm-hmm. one of these virtual platforms, and make it work for them.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have Zoom, the thing that everybody is using. We are going to be using that as well. But it really is a nice platform because it will allow us to give people an opportunity to break out into small groups. That was a really important part of our in-person course, where people could connect with one another on a more personal level, share their successes, their challenges. So we will be using the breakout group function. Also being able to show videos where everyone can see and hear is really important. We also know that not everyone has access to technology. They may not have internet or a computer. And so we're trying to put together a buddy system where if someone doesn't have access to those things, we can connect them with a volunteer that has enough space inside their home to invite one or two people to still social distance and participate in the course. So folks are listening thinking, I want to do that, but I just don't have the capacity. Reach out to us and we'd love to connect you with someone that can support you in that.
And if you have the right capability with the technology or know people who can help you get there, mm-hmm. one of the things that I've seen be real helpful with some of these online platforms is when you can cast it off your device onto your big screen TV.
Oh, that's what we're hoping for, that buddy system where, you know, maybe three people can kind of sit 6 feet apart in their living room and all watch it on a TV. That would be ideal. And then still have some kind of camera where they can be seen too, because it's so important to have that interactive element for our facilitators, but as well for our participants.
So that you're not just watching television, you're actually part of the course.
Yeah, and I think people are more engaged that way. They see each other's faces. It's also about building that community. We know from Blue Zone's research that, you know, if folks have people in their lives that are supporting them and making healthy choices, that's going to be better for their longevity. So we want to support them in developing that in the course as well.
So it starts on August 6th, goes for how many weeks?
It's a 13-week course, starts August 6th at 5:30. All of the information is on ucveg.org, ucveg.org, or the Facebook page, Umpqua Community Veg Education Group, or you can look on our partners page, Blue Zones Project Umpqua, to find all the details, the Zoom links, or, you know, reach out to us if you have any questions. Everyone is welcome to participate.
All right, Juliet Plenches, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.